Today is Tuesday, June 12th. I'm the curator, and this is the Curator Show. Today I'm going to be talking about how to set up an effective and professional Instagram profile. Last episode, I talked about how to figure out what type of content to post and why it needs to look unified. Solid content is only half of creating an effective social media presence, though. The other half is making a professional-looking profile, because that's what your audience sees when they first land on your page. Also, I've been using Instagram for my examples, but the general idea of these lessons is applicable to all media platforms. There's just slight differences since each platform has different functions. For example, Instagram is very image-heavy, while Twitter is really focused on short, small messages. So why does your profile matter? As I just mentioned, your profile is the first thing that people see when they land on your page. If it looks confusing, jumbled, or unprofessional, then there's a higher chance they will be scared away. It's so easy to make your bio look clean and simple, yet so many people don't. I'm going to break it down into a few different parts. First, you need a username. This is clearly one of the most important parts. Your username needs to be clear, easy to read, and relatively short. It also needs to line up with your branding on other platforms. In an ideal world, the curator's username would be @thecuratorblog across all platforms, and its website URL would be thecuratorblog.com. Unfortunately, the curator is a fairly generic name, so I've had to go with curatorblog.com for my website URL, and @thecuratorblog for Instagram, and @thecurator_blog for Twitter. My point being, you want to aim to keep your username the same across all platforms, but you also have to realize that that's not necessarily going to happen. You also have to keep in mind how long your username is. Lengthwise, you want something on the shorter side, so that's readable and easy to type. A name like @thecuratorblog.com streetwear blog is clearly way harder to both read and type than @thecuratorblog is. Keep it short and straight to the point, and don't try to get creative with it. So I know a lot of people try to throw a bunch of underscores or dots in it, which are just completely unnecessary. Next, you need a nice profile picture or avatar, whatever you'd like to call it. Keep your profile picture simple and readable. I'd recommend just using your brand or group's logo, because that's good branding. I think this part's pretty straightforward, but if you have any questions about profile pictures or would like to ask if yours works, feel free to shoot away. You know where to contact us. Having a great bio is key. You have to look at it from a graphic design perspective as well. You have a limited amount of space and characters to use. You also don't want it to be too word heavy, because then no one will thoroughly read it. For the curator, I chose three simple lines that describe the brand right now. The first one is #thecuratorblog for features. The second line is online platform for upcoming streetwear brands. And the third line says, click the link below to be notified when we launch this summer. The goal of the first line is to start building a community with that hashtag. Surprisingly, it's actually already started to work pretty quickly. That line's only temporary, though, and will be replaced in the future. The goal of the second line is to describe what the curator is. Why would someone be interested in your brand or group if they can't even figure out what its point is? The third line is what's called a call to action. In this case, the call to action is getting people to click the link, which will take them to an email notification sign-up form. The form is a different type of marketing that can go over another time. Right now, my bio is geared towards hooking interest in the curator's Instagram page because I'm currently building an audience there. However, once I start rolling out the actual website and business aspects of it, the bio will be changed to reflect that. We'll be more focused on promoting the site and the website's content than promoting the curator's Instagram page. Figure out what information about your brand or group is necessary for people to know. Simplify it into short one-liners, then throw it into your bio. Using basic emojis as bullet points is another great idea as well, to separate things and add a little bit of life. Instagram also gives you a place to put a clickable link in your bio. This is pretty straightforward too. Throw the link to your website, Facebook group, Kickstarter campaign, or whatever else into the link section. Choosing what the link should be is less about social media marketing and more about what aspect of your brand you're trying to market at that time. For example, the link in my bio is to a mailing list sign-up form. The call to action I give to get people to click that link is so that they could be notified when the curator blog officially launches at the end of the summer. Why? So I could get their email addresses and use them in email marketing campaigns in the future. I could give less of a fuck if they want to know when the blog launches, because they could easily see that on the Instagram page in the first place. Anyway, the reasoning behind that is more on the email marketing side than social media marketing side, so I'll get into that in another episode. My point being though, choose a relevant link and provide your audience with a call to action to use it. But you also need to keep in mind that the click-through rate will be fairly low unless your call to action is extremely intriguing, like something that says, click the link below to enter a giveaway to win a free Ferrari. That's pretty extreme, but you get the point. Just make sure you don't lie or over-exaggerate a giveaway like that, for example, to try to get people to click a link, because that will throw your credibility under the bus. Again, picking a link, just like picking a profile picture, is fairly straightforward. But if you have any questions or want to know if you picked a good link, feel free to email us. Finally, there's a line where you could enter your name at the top of your bio where it displays in bold. Take advantage of this since it's in bold text and will most likely be seen first by many people. Currently, mine has the curator's contact email in it, but later today I'm going to be changing it to a pitch about what the curator is. I care more about people knowing what it is than I do about people knowing how to email me, especially since my contact email is right below on the business button. Put whatever you want in your name line, but choose wisely and be strategic. It's sort of like your first impression. Follow these steps and look at big accounts that are similar to yours, and then you should be fine. Just make sure your profile is simple and straightforward. People should be able to easily understand who you are and what you do right away. If you want an example, check out @thecuratorblog on Instagram. As always, if you have any questions, email us at contact@curatorblog.com or DM us on Instagram. We'll either reply to you directly or answer your question in a future episode. Thanks for listening.